Hi, and welcome to another edition of Emotional Tune-Up Time, Just for Men. This is Series 3, Episode 4, and the title to today's episode is Sexual Pleasure Tips. Thank you for joining me. So, guys, if you want to improve your sex life, if you need some improvement, and you know, everybody needs to improve in their life a little bit here and there, I'm going to try to give you a couple of tips, three to be specific, from a woman's perspective of what a woman needs and desires in the bedroom. But don't think this is just for a man that's with a woman. This could be for a man that's with a man as well. So first and foremost, tip number one is she wants you to be thinking about her. And if you're in bed with a man, he wants you to be thinking about him. And if you're not thinking about that person, they know that. They can feel it. I mean, they can literally feel when you're not thinking about them. So make sure that you are at least focused on that person and that you're not thinking about the chick in the porn flick that you watched last night or the night before, because it's going to affect the interaction between you and that person. Okay, so tip number one, be thinking about that person you're in bed with. Tip number two is not only be thinking about them, but while you're thinking about them, focus the emotion of pleasure towards them, and then be thinking about how can I please this person sexually? What can I do to this person to please them sexually? And then take that emotion of pleasure. And I want you to stop for just a minute and think about the word pleasure and think about how it makes you feel. And if that doesn't work for you, then think about how it should make you feel to maybe try to get you there. And include the emotion of pleasure the whole time that you're in bed with that person. And because that's the signal you want to be giving off in the bedroom. Touching them with pleasure, looking at them with pleasure, feeling pleasure between the two of you. And honestly, that's when you're going to draw that woman in and get her interested in doing something she may not be interested in doing before. Because when you get deep in the vibration of pleasure, everything, at least for me as a woman, everything inside of me opens up. And then that just makes me want to try different sexual things to see how much sexual pleasure I can get out of those things and enjoy them. I mean, really for me, my experience has been when I get lost in the vibration and the emotion of pleasure, nothing else in the world even exists except for that moment. That's where you want to get your partner, right there in that space, okay? And pleasure, the vibration of pleasure is the best way to do that in my experience. And tip number three is don't be in a hurry. If you're in a hurry, that person is gonna, I mean, if you're just getting a quickie in and you're both just getting a quickie in, that's a different thing. I'm talking about when you're really wanting to get deep into a pleasurable sexual experience with your partner, do not be in a hurry. Because if you're thinking about, you're not focused on that moment and you're focused on where you need to be in the next moment, then you're not putting off the vibration of pleasure. Your attention's not focused on them, and that person's going to feel all those things. So slow down. Don't be in a hurry. Focus on that person and bring in the vibration of pleasure. When I've been in bed with a man that wasn't focused on me and wasn't focused on pleasure, I just didn't get turned on. You know, women want to get turned on. They want you to lead them to that turn on. I mean, they can lead you too, but if you're the one that's inviting them into the bedroom, well, invite them in there for something good, okay? So let's go over it one more quick time. Be thinking about your partner, the person that you're in the bedroom with, in the bed with. Put out the vibration of pleasure and draw your partner into that vibration. And number three, slow down. Don't be in a hurry. People that engage in something called tantric sex, they will first immediately orgasm so that they can then start over and slow down and take their time building up to the next orgasm. And that's the place you want to be in, because that's when it really gets fun and freaky and, you know, starts to just be yummy and delicious. So I hope that you've enjoyed this short little emotional tune-up time, and have a great day.